This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Here we go on a Monday when the temperature is soaring and I am all for it. I am all for it. This could be a part of our opening debate. My name is Chad Hartman, middle name Robert. This is Dave Allen Harrigan and Susie K. Jones. We're all here. We're here till 3. Drive Time follows us. Because the first debate, Dave Harrigan, for me, the first conversation is about a conversation, about a debate that we have so often. And the winter debate might be with it. What conversation, what debate are you enough? I'm sick of it. I can't do it ever again. Because for me, as we've discussed before, as we even discussed leading up to it, the daylight savings time, because I found another story where people are struggling. Now, I'm an insomniac. I'm a severe insomniac, and I did not sleep well last night. I don't believe for 1 second it's tied to daylight savings time. We went on a little trip, little drive, saw Jamie Ukas. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And I brought my pillow. Where do you stand on, if you're just a princess? Because I am with sleep. I'm a fail. I'm like the princess, the pea, the whole thing. So it was a couple hours drive to L.A. So I brought the pillow. Then like a dope, I left the pillow. So the pillows here didn't like as much. So that's why I didn't sleep well. But studies are suggesting that it will take some months to recover from daylight savings time. Let me, hold on. How often do you lick your finger, Dave, before you turn a page, if your hands are a little dry?
Yeah, you got to do that from time to time. Absolutely.
Right? Hold on here. Oh, there we go. The study estimated that each spring shift was associated with 150,000 incidents of negative health effects in the USA. Get out of here. I mean, yes, I'm basically saying to science, no way. Are you buying that the daylight savings time shift is associated with 150K incidents of negative health effects? I mean, how minor does it have to be?
I was going to say, does feeling a little bit sleepy the next day count as a negative health effect?
It wouldn't shock me. Because, come on, does anybody really believe it's that high? And, again, the whole debate is all about how it benefits you. If you have more going on in the morning, if you have kids in the school, if you have a morning job, guess what? You want it to be lighter earlier. And if you're someone who prefers, maybe your job is later, maybe the activities you enjoy are later, then funny, you want that sunset at about 4 in the morning. So it's all a selfish debate, the daylight savings time debate. Let's go to it again. This will happen, I'm predicting, multiple times this week. The airport, spring break, how crowded is it? Susie was doing that last week.
I was very busy. 50,000 people.
Oh, sure. Very, 5 million. I'm told there were 5 million people.
Probably.
At Terminal 1. Yeah, 5 million. What other debates? They can be international debates. They can be national conversations. They can be local Minnesota debates. I'll give you another one that happened last time. We went out. Guess where we're from? Minnesota. Other people are from Minnesota. So we had exchange ideas. Where are you from in Minnesota? I mean, if they're fascinating and they're interesting and you get a chance to have a conversation with them, great. But just because you know where the Costco is in Maple Grove doesn't make it automatically fascinating, does it, Dave Ergen?
Were they from Maple Grove? Did they know where the Costco was?
I checked out and let the others.
Is that because they were from greater Minnesota and you don't care about outstate?
I call it outstate Minnesota. That's it. Beneath me. I'm a seven-county person. Mm-hmm. No, that's DeRusha and Cook. They basically do the show.
You're not even a seven-county. You're like a four-county.
Yeah. No, you're counting the Palm Desert County.
Yeah, that's one of them.
This might be my favorite county right now. I got to be honest. What conversation and debate is Dave Harrigan done with?
The one that drives me the most nuts, fueled by the media, the local media, but also national media.
Mainstream.
Exactly.
Lamestream.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We needed that. The one that drives me nuts more than the airport's fine. Whatever, daylight savings, whatever, it's fine. It's the how to protect yourself against the heat when we get our first really, really hot day.
Yes.
All the tips, hey, drink water. Perhaps go inside with some air conditioning.
Exactly.
Use a fan. We have to get a doctor on to give us those
lotion.
Tips. Yes, exactly. If you're burning, perhaps a little lotion. Or wear a light long sleeve shirt.
Yes. Scientist. You know what debate I'm also getting sick of? Telling you right now that the stock market is down 700 points.
Is that it? Only 700?
740 last time I checked. Uh-oh. Oh, that economy's flourishing, isn't it? Woo! We're on a roll. What conversation, what debate are you done with? And if you want to work in the show and take a cheap shot, it's a part of it. It's why we're here. Well, it's not the only reason why we're here, but it comes with the territory. 651-461-9226 on CCO. Patrick James Royce in 15 minutes on the social media controversy, which broke out after a tweet from Patrick from U.S. Bank Stadium. So Patrick is with us at 12:35. Dave Harrigan, let's have a little brass monkey because that's tied to Patrick.
Do I
and
have
the music
to?
He was listening to. Yeah, it's not one of my favorites
hate that song.
Well, it certainly caused a reaction from Mr. Royce, and then his tweet caused a reaction from others. So for context, we're going to have to play it. What is our music theme today, sir?
Well, I'm getting upset now. You're changing the theme, really disrupting things with Brass Monkey. We're celebrating a birthday today.
Brass Monkey.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't do that. That hurts my ears. Carrie Underwood is 43 today. So we're starting with Carrie, but instead of playing all Carrie today, since she is a brand new member to the judges' desk on American Idol, we are playing current and former American Idol judges.
Oh, judges, not
yes.
The winners.
No, judges.
The judges.
Yes, I wouldn't play all the winners. Ugh. You get like two good songs.
It's very interesting timing because last night we were clicking after a very busy day. And Quinny, as we're clicking, goes, let's watch American Idol. I watched American Idol last night for the first time in about 5 years. And now it's our music theme today.
How about that? Did you love it? Is Quinny in on it?
He's in. And Carrie was very good. She kept calling herself Jukebox Carrie because she knew all the tunes. Like, it didn't matter who came up. She knew it all. Lionel and Luke were continually amazed by Carrie and her jukebox knowledge. Okay, we're talking about debates and controversies that you've had enough of. I bring this up because I hope you're surviving now, 2 days after daylight savings time. Let's just be honest. You're with me on this, right, Dave? The folks who want daylight savings time to continue, they like it lighter late in the day. The ones who want to end it, you know what they want? They want it lighter in the morning. Just admit people are frauds and they're just offering it up to benefit themselves.
Well, people are certainly frauds, but not in this case. If you want it lighter late in the day, you are on the correct side of history. And if you want it lighter earlier, I'm sorry, but you're wrong and you need to do better.
You're a fool.
Yes. Do better. Yep.
So you okay with your kids out there in the dark on a regular basis?
Yes. If it means they come home with a little bit of light. Yes, absolutely.
Among the texts, and I don't want just daylight savings time texts. And you can add those. But what other conversations seemingly never end and you feel like you would be better off if you never heard this conversation ever again? Among the texts, I changed the clock. I actually woke up an hour early the next day, which technically was 2 hours early. B as in B, S as in S, get over it. Thank you. Give up the daylight savings time issue. If it's that big a deal, nobody should travel between time zones. It's a very good point. How do these daylight savings times folks handle it if they go outside of a time zone, Dave? Is it trauma? Do they bring their therapist with them?
No, you just plan your travel accordingly. You go to the correct time zone early in November, and you stay there until early March, and then hop back. You just make that play.
Yes.
You never have to change
the clock. That's very complicated. Agree with you, unless you have a hangover from the late night before, Liz and I yesterday, should have no effect. Do the, when we benefit an hour, do the restaurant bar industry, do they advertise that? Do they try to lure people out because of it?
I'm sure some do, yeah. I'm just imagine they have a little extra special to get people in and spending an extra hour down there.
How about the more your text? How about the duck, duck, gray duck versus the duck, duck, goose debate? Because there's no question the answer is duck, duck, goose. Get out of here. No, it is not. It is duck, duck, gray duck. Are you with me, Dave Harrigan?
Of course you are. I mean, what are we going to start calling a water fountain a bubbler now, too? Grow up.
Here's another one that I've been doing intentionally, just hoping I would get the text, and it's come through. Please, it is daylight savings time.
Yes.
No S. Daylight saving time. No S. Where was Susie yesterday morning? I was worried about her. Was she unavailable yesterday morning?
Oh, I don't know. So certainly we can find out shortly after 1 o'clock.
Love the Beasties, boy, but Pat is right. Brass Monkey is a bad song. Also, probably not enjoyed by a recovering alcoholic. I don't think that was it, Dave. Do you think? Well, ask Patrick that. I don't think that was the particular issue.
He starts hearing Brass Monkey and starts thinking of gin. I don't know if I get that connection.
Yeah. If I hear or see one more story on the Pope's upper respiratory infection, I'm going to scream. By the way, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm married a Catholic. I don't think that one counts for me. That's current. That's something that's going on now. That's not perpetual, right?
No, it's not. And I mean, let's be honest, he's one of the most famous and important people in the world.
Yeah. When he's sick, when he's potentially hanging on, when he's in peril, that one matters.
Yeah.
I think that's worth it. On the duck, duck, goose crowd, shut the borders to Minnesota for anyone in the duck, duck, goose crowd. I'd have no problem with that, would you?
No, not at all. Keep them out. They don't deserve to be here.
Who's in this group? I'm loving the Harrigan chippy attitude today. Give me more. Do you think you're more chippy today than normal?
Maybe early. No, I don't. I don't. Yeah.
Someone's talking about the TV stations and all the various places they set them up, including the holiday season, when they tell us how busy they're going to be at the airport. That's another one we could say they're out Mall of America. They're out one of the Dales. And they're overwhelmed by how busy it is. I think some of the TV stations and the radio stations have them on autopilot. But let's be honest. The idea that we don't go back to some topics on this show, I think we'd be pretty much frauds on that one, right?
I can't think of one topic we've done twice. I mean, maybe we'll get to self-checkouts again at some point, but
we could do that again today. Shut them down. Is that going to happen? Are you going to shut them down? Did you send me the updated info for the breaks and all that? I'm not seeing. I'm very disappointed.
I believe I did, but I'll double check.
Yeah, you did. Just early in the day.
Yeah, it's right there.
I was just kidding. Let's pause right here. Let's do something crazy. Pause on time. Go to traffic and weather. I guess the weather probably deserves a little more today when it's about to be 70 on March 10th. And then our friend, the great Patrick Roycey, is next on News Talk 830 WCCO. Our friend Patrick Roycey is here. Patrick is here. Like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Anything notable take place this weekend for you?
Well, I can get into that. But first of all, I can't believe you have so much power at WCCO that we can preempt the Twins games, lobby with them to preempt the Twins afternoon games in Florida so you can do your three-hour show. Because I can guarantee you when they were on our station and I had that shift, I gave them full encouragement to play all the Twins games that they possibly could. So.
Oh, I have too. I prefer the June ones a little more than March, but I didn't realize it was going to be 65, you know, and 74.
Yeah. And the other thing all you got to do is plug in Atterbury and he'll do 3 hours. So what the hell? Yeah. I mean,
If he goes back to the post game too, he'll do more.
There's a rain delay down there now, but that would be no problem.
Chris would be fine. All right.
So I'll set up the scene for you, right?
Yep.
In 4:45, I'm in the U.S. Bank Stadium to watch Ty McDevitt and the Gophers' first Big Ten game with him as the coach, you know, after 43 years. And I'm the only guy in the press box. And beyond players, there's 12 of us in the stadium, right? By the way, they treat them like they're breaking into the place. The staff there at the Ziggy Dome, they're not real baseball fans. In fact, I said the other day the reason they're putting that $280 million security fence up is to keep out baseball. But anyway, so they're playing the monkey song.
Do you want to hear it? Hold on a sec, Dave. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead and play it. Here's the song you're hearing over and over again. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
All right,
that's the song, Beastie Boys song
enough.
You're hearing repeatedly.
I probably had heard it in the past, but when I'm on the radio in the car, I am not listening to the Big Neighbor or any other local station. I listen to Soul Town and I listen to Outlaw Country, right? That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it's the only places I am. So I'm not really aware of the Beastie Boys, but I get sick of hearing monkey, monkey, monkey. So I, being a smart aleck, I tweet out, it's too bad they didn't come over and ask me if they could play this monkey rap song. I would have given them $20 not to, was like the tweet. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, or maybe 3 hours later, I will go back and look at Twitter and find out I'm a raving racist. So that was kind of a shock to me. And then I found out that I probably should have separated I should have done a better job of writing that tweet, but then all hell broke loose. And anyway, that's the story. So
when, I mean, obviously, you know, the connotation at times with monkey and blacks, you know, extraordinarily well, right? We're all aware of the filth associated with it. It obviously didn't even, you weren't in that mindset at all when you offered up the tweet.
No, God, no. A monkey's a monkey. It's got, you know, it looks stupid and jumps around. And I got to tell you, I hate monkeys. I was once on Gibraltar, and the monkeys were trying to climb into our car, and they were throwing crap at us. I don't like monkeys. I don't like monkeys.
You have a monkey fetish in some ways.
I don't like monkeys. That's probably why I hate the song, because they keep praising monkeys. No, I never had a, you know, Chad, my next birthday, I'm going to be 80. I'm not exactly into this, you know, the modern culture, what might be offensive, and I had no idea. Yep. And
text you? Did a buddy say, hey, I know you. I know you don't mean any of this, but do you want to take a look at that tweet?
I did get a couple of emails on that sense, and I was, you know, meanwhile, I was hacking out a column and not really worrying about it. I didn't think it was going to be as dramatic as it was. But after a while, there was enough of it on there that I woke up in the middle of the night like I usually do and started thinking about it. And I said, you know, I can't take Twitter anymore. I can't take it anymore. So I deactivated my account, and I told you this when we were exchanging things the other day. Yep. When you've devoted yourself, I always say my Twitter personality was like when I'm still drinking, which was 1981. I quit, but I go back to that, stir it up, and have a good old time, and give everybody a hard time, and I was gonna get. I was going to get hit upside the head sometime, and it happened last Friday. So, anyway.
Okay, how did it work with you trying to deactivate your account? This is not exactly your wheelhouse.
No. I would say it wasn't an instant. There were several attempts, and finally, after about 20 minutes, I figured it out. But anyway, so now I'm on Blue Sky. I got two problems with Blue Sky. The name.
It's dull?
The name, it's dull. But the name is Free Foo Foo. The name,
yes,
I don't like
it
the name.
Is.
And everybody's on there applauding themselves for leaving Twitter. But people who've been on there 6, 7, 8 months. You know, now I said, okay, I'm here from Twitter, but I'm going to try to drop the topic here in a couple of days. 7 months from now, I'm not going to say, boy, am I happy I'm out of that cesspool of Twitter. So that's seems to be the
running. Here's my issue, I think, with you on Blue Sky. Patrick Royce's here. The individuals you love to troll and debate to bring in and have fun with, they're not on Blue Sky.
No,
they're still on Twitter.
No, and I can see I sailed. I'm not going to – I have my Twitter period, and I'm not going to worry about that stuff. I'm not going to – you know, I'm not going to try to agitate PGA Fleck or anything like that. I mean, I'll do it if I want to take a shot at him, but I'm not going to dedicate myself to it, so – I mean, dedicated my Twitter career to stirring stuff up, you know, and I'm probably, you know, it's time for me to mature, don't you think?
No, it's not. Dave, you come in the conversation. Let's be honest. Patrick needs to get back on Twitter after this conversation. Okay, you didn't clarify it enough. Anybody who knows you knows there's not a drop of racism in your body. None. As you said, clumsy, could have cleared it up, whatever. We all screw up, some of us more than others. Get your butt back on Twitter and let's have some fun. Harrigan, are you with me?
Hey, maybe this is just the time for Pat to grow. It can start with Blue Sky, jump on Threads. Can we get Pat on the gram and TikTok? Can we get Pat on TikTok?
You know, I looked at TikTok not to get on it, to try to figure out what the heck it was. And maybe with my grandkids, next time I see them, they can help me. Because is this the one that it only lasts 15 seconds and then it disappears, or is that something else?
No, that's Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Well, I get those two confused.
This could be our new bit, Dave. Patrick joins us periodically, and we expose him to a new social media platform, right?
Yeah.
Because actually, I think you'd like TikTok. There's a lot of funny stuff on TikTok, but you're too damn good on Twitter, Patrick. Come on.
One
blip.
Man alive, they're, you know what I told you, Dave, you know what I told Chad the other day, though? My last big flap was 1991, and how I got away with this and didn't get fired, I have no idea. But it was a column I was going to write fell through March 2nd, 1991. So I did some smart alecky little three-graph things. And the second one was ripping women's basketball and what I'd seen of it this year, and referred to it as tiptoed ball throwing. And now my poor stepson is going to Benilde, and there's big posters up on the wall saying, you know, with bullet holes in them and stuff like that, to drag this man through the streets. And then I had to they had me write an apology column, and it wasn't apologetic enough. So the only column I ever had killed. So then I had to write another apology column. I knew I was in trouble, Chad, when I was down in spring training, and I got a call not from the editor but from the publisher.
That's not good. But Shelby was coming at you hard then too, Patrick. Right?
I wrote three graphs. Shelby wrote 35 inches. I want to fire me now, but that's okay. I got him back.
Look at how many women's basketball columns you've written since.
Yes, and I was going to tell you right before this flap, I drove to Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 3.5 hours each direction last Saturday, and hung out there for 8-10 hours with the great Janelle McCarville, and wrote a 1,000 words for Sunday's paper on women's basketball and my hero, Janelle McCarville. I've come around, and so has America on women's basketball, by the way, because the WNBA can't keep up with all the towns that want to have expansion teams.
That's
now.
True.
It's amazing.
That's true. Dave,
amazing.
Does that mean Patrick in 30 years will be back in Gibraltar with the monkeys, raising
monkeys,
them?
Trying to get along with monkeys. Well, that's one of a few things my wife and I agree on. We both hate monkeys because of the experiences. You know what they throw at you, Chad?
Feces.
Yes, feces. Yes. I don't approve of throwing feces at other human beings. I don't approve of that, you know.
Patrick, we do a segment, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Any entity, any live creature throwing their feces at you, overrated.
Overrated, yes. Aren't they cute? Yeah, no, they aren't cute. They've never been cute. So
these other platforms are dull. Back on X, Twitter, come on. We got the Trumpster. Right. We got Elon. We got PJ. Come on.
Yeah, that is true. I'll have to consider it. By the way, has there ever been any group in America as smart as the NFL? They now have us all worked up at legal tampering day. We can't even wait for the – they got somebody a while back said, hey, we release all the information on the same day. Let's have 2 days of people – trying to fight for scoops before we announce who signed.
It's amazing. They're geniuses. They have no Maybe they have like a brief period in June when they're out of the conversation. That's it. And then they're right back on it. They take for 50 weeks. They're right in the middle of it. Meanwhile, baseball.
Whew. Oh, God, they're in trouble. Hey, they're you know trouble. Who would hate this? Your dad's best buddy, Bud Grant. Bud did not believe in this year-round stuff. There were ducks to kill, and there were other things to do, and wolves to shoot out of airplanes and stuff like that. So Bud would not have agreed with this year-round calendar that the NFL has them on.
Somebody said they're struggling to find you on Blue Sky. Is it possible you think you're on Blue Sky, but you're not on Blue Sky?
No, I am. I'm a PJ the Roos. PJ the Roos. My old Fulda nickname, PJ. I thought I'd put a little PJ in there. I'm not campaigning for followers. I just want to have a little outlet where I can, you know, say something. I don't know what's going to happen. What the hell?
Okay. Honestly, by 2 o'clock, please, for the love of God, get back on Twitter. Knock this off. Is this like a later midlife crisis? Come on.
This is just before he goes to the home crisis. Yes, it is what it is. But
I would have loved you.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Of course.
My wife has like 2 Amazon drivers on alert all times, right?
One's in the parking lot, just ready for it.
I left the lights on our car, so the battery died, and we had to get my guys, the tow truck over there, and your dad probably went to those guys, Greg and
yes,
you know, over there.
Right nearby,
and she's saying to me, how much did that cost? Like it's like we've hit a financial crisis because I left the lights on. The fact that I trip over stuff every time I walk out the front door has got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no. Right now, Patrick, I'm in California. I'm doing the show out here, and right now I'm out here with Kathleen. You know very well my ex-wife and my girlfriend's out here, and she's been here for 5 days. They're getting along extraordinarily well. Is this going to come back to hurt me or help me? I have not determined this yet.
I think that's good because now if there could be a ex-wife involved that could create problems, but I don't think Kathleen's the type. She's a very fine person, and it's always told me something about you that you ended up splitting with her. That was I know where to put the blame for that one.
No, that's correct. And that person is talking right now.
Yes. That's right. It's like mine. My divorce. There's no idea, no doubt who deserved it. Me.
So, yes. All right. You know what I think of you. You're the best. I appreciate you coming on.
See you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Patrick James Ricey, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. I want to talk Suresh Lapp. Maybe that's where Patrick needs to go. He's got the extra time now. He can't tweet.
Yeah.
By the way, he's going to be back by Wednesday. What's the over-under when he's back on Twitter?
Well, I think if he's capable, he'll get back on by Wednesday. But it might take a few days to figure out the process.
Yeah, that's correct. And who knows if he was limited from being on Twitter for a little bit. But he's got time. He could go see my guests, Kevin, Zach. I go to the Plymouth location primarily. It's stretchlab.com, but I've also visited Maple Grove. I visited Chanhassen, the one by Bidet Makoska. They have Stretch Lab specialists who work with someone in their mid-70s like Patrick, 40 like Dave, or your 15-year-old kid who's getting ready for the upcoming baseball season. They will help you with soreness. They will help you with irritability. They will bring almost a meditative state to this, plus the overall flexibility just gets better and better. They have 11 locations. And also, just another example, my son Quentin, with all the health issues he has, he loves Stretch Lab, and they're so good to him. Again, as I said, 11 locations, half off your first offer if you go today at stretchlab.com. Last thing on Patrick, there is no one in the Twin Cities media ever who I've respected more than Patrick Royce, ever. Love my father. Different category. I was a punk, annoying 6-7-year-old kid when I first met Patrick, and he busted my chops. He is as talented as any member of the media who's ever existed in the state. And the dirty little secret about the curmudgeon, you're not going to find a better human being. You're not going to find a nicer guy. Ask people who are friends with Patrick, who've worked with Patrick. He is the best, and we're lucky to have him every single day.